This is the ACD Movie of the Week. Today, a special presentation on the ACD Movie of the Week. The Magician Strikes Again, without commercial interruptions. Our special sponsor is Howard's Drugstore. Howard, best in brand entertainment, our local sponsor for ACD. And now, we'll be with our movie after these messages. Hello, this is Howard. And, you know, Howard's is the best in entertainment. No? Entertainment and tools, and lots of other things. Because Howard's has the best. Don't mind that last customer. He was just overwhelmingly happy with Howard's great service. Howard's great name. Thank you. And now a scene from Christian Daugherty Presents. You must be electrocuted, Mr. Sullivan.
No.
Get away! Get away! That's on Christian Daugherty Presents. Later today on ACD. Days is the best in home appliances. And here's Tom Soder to tell you what to buy at Days.
Buy Capitol cassettes. Buy Capitol cassettes. They're the best there. They sell them for only $13.93. And of course, we mustn't forget the Cine dryer and the Cine washer, sailboat, the Soder dryer with my feet engraved on them, and things like that. Remember, buy. What's that? It's a famous. They're demonstrating the famous Days tape recorder in the background. So now, shop at Days, where you can get all the Christmas gifts you want for next year.
Hurry it up, Tom.
D-A-Y-S.
D-A-Y-S. That spells Days. That spells Days. D-A-Y-S. That spells Days. D-A-Y-S. That spells Days. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our movie, without any commercial interruptions, The Magician Strikes Again.
Joe. What is it, Harry? What is it? You've been calling me all night. Calling me, waking me up. First it was for a glass of water, then it was for a banana, and now what you want? I'm getting sick and tired of getting up just because you're an idiot.
Joe, I've got something to tell you. Please don't say anything more. There's something that's happened to me. You see, Joe.
What is it? What is it?
I feel magic powers. I feel like a magician.
A magician?
Yes, I feel like a magician of horror.
The Magician Strikes Again. Barry Sullivan is the magician. Copyright 1972 by Ty Phillips Productions. With David Patner. Jose Torres. Evan Smith, John Boheman. more.
Granny. And John Apar. Barry Smith. Edward Sullivan. Barry Salisbury. Barry Johannes. And Barry Bean. And Don Hudson. Evan Flissler. Apar Jones.
Directed by Clark Kent.
My name is Horror, Magician of Horror. Is there anything I can do for you?
You know, I've been meaning to ask you for some time about something. Do you know what it is?
No, only that you've been so strange lately.
Well, I want the antidote that can make me back into a normal person. I hate terrifying people.
Do you hear something, Henry? Henry, there's something coming towards me. Do you hear it?
No, I don't know what.
Get out of bed and go down and...
What are you talking about? What are you talking
about? I'm asking!
All right, I'm going down now.
So you're not going down?
You see, I was really the wife. I was posing as her. The husband never suspected because... He was one of the top leading scientists, and I had to find the potion. Then I went to the top secret installation. I couldn't find it there, but I had to try.
Oh, do you hear anything out there, Harry?
Can't say I do, Fred.
Well, perhaps you do, eh?
There's someone.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Who are you, and where did you go?
You know, but why? That's no way to talk to me. Now listen here, buddy. You can't go around loud-mouthing yourself. Eh? What was that crap?
What are you doing to him?
It's nothing, Joe. I just kind of died suddenly.
Where's Dr. Tynan?
I'm looking for Dr. Tynan. I hear he has the antidote. Dr. Tynan.
Who are you and where's Joe?
Joe couldn't make it tonight.
Oh, I see.
Yes, I see too, but Joe has nothing to do with the problem, Dr. Tynan. I want to find the antidote that can make me a normal human being.
What's wrong with you? Is it your wisdom teeth? Are they bothering you again, Mr. Horror?
It's not that, Doctor. Tyne and I... it's just that I want to be normal. You see...
Just because you have an odd complexion doesn't mean anything, Mr. Horror. I mean, there are many people who look like you. What's wrong, Mr. Horner?
Oh, nothing. Now look, Dr. Tynan. I'll make you a proposition. I'll pay you $1 million if, you get me the antidote. Fair is fair. Fair is fair.
$1 million?
Or I shall have to tell Hal about you.
You won't.
Feed the question into Hal. Why?
Not Hal.
Computer, I want you to kill him. I won't curse. I want you to kill him. Kill him now.
Kill the hell, master.
Kill anyone who comes into this room. I want you to kill the man who went into that room. Get a man who came into the room. I want you to get that man who came. I want you to get that man who came now. I want you to get that man who came into the room.
Kill him,
Dr. Tynan, what do you have to say? Do you have the antidote?
Yeah, I got it for you.
Give it to me.
Okay.
Tastes good.
It was lemonade. Lemonade was all you needed for your antidote. I found certain
acids and juices and lemonade. Well, what you needed?
There's change coming up.
Oh, no! Lemonade? Did I give you lemonade?
You bet. What'd you do?
Oh, no! I should have given you orange. Lemonade will only increase the change.
No!
Surprising.
No!
But the magician is not through yet, for there's an antidote to this. Remedy. No, there's an antidote to this. No, that's not it. The chicken came.
Look out! Look out! The mad monster! The one with the orangeade skin is after
him. Oh, Jerry! Oh, Jerry! I...
Matilda, what is it? Matilda!
I am the magician of Vera!
I'm the magician of Vera, and I've come to kill you.
I feel kind of weak. I feel like I want to kill. I feel that I want to kill people. Kill them. Make them snappy.
Doctor, I got the readings back on the Magician of Horror. It seems that if he doesn't find the antidote soon, he's going to be dead.
Time's running out for the magician.
Bet me that the next person you hear humming music to watch girls by doesn't know he's spreading propaganda for Pepsi Cola. The odds are he doesn't.
Time's running out.
Madison Avenue has been giving us the treatment, the sublimo musical treatment. They have been cleverly feeding us such irresistibly catchy tunes that we've been swallowing the message. Or massage, depending on which side of McLuhan you're on. While swinging the melody, Madison Avenue, company of the advertising industry, has emerged as one of the most creative force in show business. Telling commercial, oh no, wait a minute, Benny has been one of the front-ranking names in jazz for the past 15 years.
Why, that's really...
So, you think you can not give me the antidote? I'll show you!
Where?
Now tell me where the antidote is! Shall I have to shoot you a couple of times?
Well, get your antidote if I'm dead, will I?
Can you hit him? Try to hit him. Here comes the target now. Mr. Target, how are you?
Fine enough. I'm feeling quite well.
And how do you feel about going on this expedition? How do you like the kids in front of you with the guns? Do they look realistic?
Oh, yes. Ever since I was a little boy, I always wanted to be a target, I said to my mother.
It must be fun, eh? I'm going to be a target, too.
Yes, I said, Mommy, I want to be a target. Can I grow up? I want to be a target.
Magician, time's running out. And now presenting the adventures of the Magician of Horror. While flashing bursts of lightning lend eerie illumination to the unlonely of the single piece of cargo carried. Quickly, please. You will deposit crate in back of shop, then go.
Don't you have watch to open it for you? I'll have to see what the thing is.
Yeah, must we turn in?
And the contents are new. Now they're not your concern at all, having performed your labor.
At what?
Depart.
And with a voice like that, I ain't even going to turn to see. Okay, mister, we're already on our way. Okay, mister, we're already on our way.
But the truck is gone. I've made the store secure. We will not be disturbed.
then I need hesitate no longer. I can show him to you, Ling.
Behold, me, Ling, the object I've eagerly awaited.
It's my Mr. Asaka robot. It shall finally destroy the magician.
The magician? But I don't understand.
Bing! 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 Bing!
You know something, Joe? I was wondering about something. I was looking at this book the other day, and, well, I interviewed this person.
You did?
My name is Nikki. I am mad.
Raised under the institution when I was 8. Left the institution when I was 8. I was very popular. I went out on many dates. They girls liked me, but I didn't like them. I had a good sense of humor. They all broke up laughing when my axe hit them. My name is Nikki. I am very mad, but that should come as no surprise to my lamb. Do 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 do. It was on January 2nd when I married my wife. I married my wife and divorced her life. I am married, not married to my wife anymore. My wife is dead, but now to the matter at hand, I am mad. I am mad, you know. I remember my third wife. I chopped her up. It was Jimmy Stewart who found me out. I would have chopped him up if it weren't for the police. You think I'm dead now, but I'm not. Have you ever seen Jimmy Stewart? In person, see, look at them now. They're dead. Which brings me to my fourth wife on April 1st. That's when I married her. I gave her a knife. Rubber knife? No. Real knife? Yes. April 4th. That was my last wife. I'm now my house watching the rats eat up my butler. How do you feel as we interviewed the butler being eaten up? You like being eaten up, Jarvis?
Oh, certainly. When I was a little boy, I was at Mommy.
My, how hungry they look. I wonder why I didn't feed them. Let the rats try, Butler. I say to Jim the Rat, save the white meat! I get hungry too, you know. I look at the rats, they're nice. Come here, Blitzen Dander and Budweiser. These are my friends. I hate them. They are mean and ugly. You ask what I will do if I starve. Budweiser will answer that. I'm tired. All day I butcher my workers. I hate them, making people happy with presents. They love me. They call me magician. I call them dead. I have to go. I'm cold now. I'll warm up by the fire tonight. Millions of fires I'll warm up by. You ask me why I visit all those magicians and give them presents? I don't know. I'm mad.
Yes,
eh?
Yes, you are.
Simon, what are we having for breakfast this fine morning?
You are having death, Mr. Magician. Death.
That's
too bad. You are.
You should have done for the whole movie.
What are you talking about?
I mean the President of the United States.
He's still Uncle John, and he's a well-meaning fathead.
John? Magician.
John?
Magician. 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 Magician.
Who's letting a pack of high-pressure crooks run his administration?
What are you saying? What are you saying, magician?
Oh, and time's running out.
Like, man, what do we do tonight, Fred? Kill a few muggers?
No. Don't know at all. I really don't know.
I think you're getting soft, Fred. I don't think you're the mugger material.
Shut up!
Oh.
Shut up in my
channel. Oh, ouch. Ooh. Now, look. Don't say that to me, Fred. I mean, I'm only human.
Only human?
I'm the Magician of Horror. As you remember, in our last episode, the magician was...
Draw, you little yellow-bellied fathead.
No.
I want a drink.
No!
They were both still inside. What chance could anyone have in such a holocaust? No one except magician.
You know, many people call me the magician. I call myself horror.
It was inevitable that the best film critic now right in the United States should find a major piece on the best-selling movie ever made in the United States.
Your time is running out, magician.
Excuse me. I want to ask you something, Fred.
Yeah?
Are all these hallucinations making...
Making?
Making?
The magician go mad.
We're making the magician go mad.
Yes, I know. The hallucinations
are the top. Now, I want to ask you something, Fred. What's this all doing to him exactly?
Well, you see, since he's strapped on the table, he really thinks he's changed, but he hasn't. I mean, using that fake mirror to make him think he was changed.
Of course, naturally.
It cracks me up.
Of course.
You were so clever, Fred. I mean,
of course.
He never suspected any.
Oh, he never expected the fake clunk or the dumb
bird. Like a fool, he came here.
And he never suspected.
Man, we put him on
that. All the reviews were from the Citizen Kane book.
We put him on sedation. We stuck all these different
and all the tape recordings and
all
the things
he's desired and he's wanted.
All the things we put, you know what we've actually done to him, Fred. We've told him that he's going to die in 5 minutes, which he is going to die. You know that, Fred. We have to kill him.
Yeah.
We have to kill him off, Fred. But you see, we told him that, so we might. So, but you know, you see, if we hadn't fed all these hallucinations into him, yes, I know. You see, his powers would stop us from killing him. It would be a mental block, so to speak, and so that we've broken down his mind cells by feeding all these things.
But we weakened him so much, we can kill him.
When you put a man's life in front of him. I mean, he'll do anything to stop it. We fed so many of his bad, not the good things of his life, but the bad things of his life, into him that he has nothing to do but to commit suicide. And that rings a bell.
Yes, and then when he commits suicide, we'll get what we want, what we've always wanted.
And according to my clock, he should commit suicide in, let's see, 5 minutes. Of course, on tape recorder, sure. But tape recorder is fed into his mind.
Yes,
that was a neat trick, don't you think?
I know, all those tapes splicing them together.
Surprise unhinged on it. Oh. That was a good joke, Fred. Where'd you learn it?
Yeah.
And hell?
Oh. I like that.
And that rings a bell.
Nice.
Nice day, Hubert.
Nice day, Sam.
But it looks like rain. Nice day, Hubert.
Nice day, Sam.
But it looks like rain. The phone's ringing, Fred. Why don't you get it? Okay. You know, I was wondering something. What if the magician doesn't... Oh, that's crazy. He has to commit suicide. You know, Fred, I forgot to tell you something. You know all about the secrets. Now, I have to kill you. Oh, Fred,
Cheers.
Why do you have to make a big thing about... Just die. Will you just die? Thank you. Now, this magician... Magician! Will you kill yourself already? I'm waiting. And that rings a bell, too. Magician. Magician. Magician! Yes, I'm the magician of horror. I am the magician of horror. All these things, all my life, passed before me, and I must destroy them. I must destroy all the things that have passed me. I must destroy... I must...
you too. Not only myself, but all my dreams. All my dreams I have to eliminate. Not yet, Joe. I must eliminate all my dreams. I must eliminate you.
Now, why'd you do that? And now I'm alone with the world.
You have been listening to the ACD Movie of the Week, which is presented The Magician Strikes Again. Don't miss our next feature presentation on the ACD Movie of the Week. This is your announcer, John A. Parr, wishing you a very pleasant good night. Our local sponsor is